Backseat Reality, episode number 11. Hey, this is Tony.
And this is Julie.
And it's been a while since we've done this.
Wasn't it The Bachelorette we were doing last time?
Maybe.
Or The Bachelor, maybe. I don't remember.
I know we were also doing the Glee Project. We also did the Glee Project.
Okay.
We also did that really cool Amazing Race clone.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't look like it's coming back
ever.
Because it was too awesome for TV.
Was it Expedition Impossible or something?
Something like that. That show was good. It was a lot better than it deserved to be.
So we're really going to come here and talk about two-year-old shows?
That wasn't 2 years ago.
It wasn't a year ago.
I thought it was last year.
No, I think the last time we did this was
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Maybe. All right. So we're going to do this a little differently this year.
We are?
Yeah. Because, like, for starters, we're just going to talk about The Bachelorette because that's really all that's on that we're watching.
Until Big Brother.
We're also watching Hell's Kitchen, but that's not, there's not much to talk about.
No.
I mean, you can kind of give a recap, but those aren't really interesting. It's like, hey.
They cooked some food.
They all cooked food. That guy was fat. That guy smokes. That chick's boobs were bouncing all over the place. But she's not on the show anymore, so we can't even talk about her.
Is that the only reason you watch that show?
No. So what we're going to do this time, which is going to be a little bit different than we did before, is we're actually going to record in segments, and then I'll piece it all together and release a show once a week. So, like, right now, we're recording this right after watching The Bachelorette. And when Big Brother starts, we'll probably record shortly after the elimination, when they vote people out.
The eviction.
Yeah, when they vote people out. We'll be able to talk about it fresh, but then put it together and so the segments will be fresh. I mean, we might be able to talk a little bit about stuff when we record The Bachelorette because we're recording that on Monday night.
Right.
So we might be able to talk a little bit about like the Sunday Big Brother stuff once that starts. When does it start? Like a month, month and a half, something like that?
No, it's less than a month now that it's June. It's like June 26th, 24th. 28th, something
so
like that.
So it's not starting in July? Like
no, it's going to be the longest Big Brother season ever. It starts early, and it's going to run into October. So I'm hoping it doesn't interfere with our vacation. I might have to reschedule vacation if it interferes with...
That's not happening, considering we've already got a deposit down on vacation. So what we're going to talk about tonight, since we didn't record last week... After the first Bachelorette.
Why didn't we do that? Did I fall asleep?
Probably. which is going to be the challenge every Monday.
It will be. So, not just Monday. Anytime. After 9 o'clock.
That's why we record this in bursts. Just long enough for you to... When you start snoring, we stop recording. All right. So since it's so early in the season, there's really not much to talk about in terms of... What's going on? Because it's just that flurry of...
Interchangeable people.
Yeah.
Except for the ones that are really good or really bad.
Right. And most of the really bad ones got bounced. So we're
not according to the previews.
Well, no. But we're not talking about episode two just yet.
Okay.
We're going to focus on right now is who got eliminated
in episode one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's start with... The obvious. And I think that's Nick, the magician.
Do you want to do him in order? Because that would be Jonathan. He got sent home before even the rose ceremony started.
Oh, that's right. That guy was weird.
Yep.
That guy was total creep.
He gets out of the limo trying to give her a fantasy suite invitation with a key. And as much as she tried to blow him off, he just kept pushing and pushing and pushing to the point of trying to grab her and lure her into another room.
Yeah,
and other guys were about to step in and protect her.
So he had what could be a good idea, and that's that he gave her the note that mocked the that aped the fantasy suite note.
Right.
If he would have not used done it word for word, including the fantasy suite, it would have come off clever. You know, it's like if he would have done something like, if you want to forego giving some other guy the first impression rose, just give it to me right now. That would have been cute. No, he went for the full on. If you want to sleep with me in the fantasy suite tonight, let's go bang right now.
And then
now.
He even goes and sets it up and starts doing push-ups and stuff in the room.
yeah, that guy was weird, which brings me to a point that you and I have talked about, that I had an idea for the show. So what they did...
We need to tweet this to Mike Fleiss.
I don't know who that is.
The producer. Okay. How can you not know the producer of Bachelor?
I don't know who that is.
How many seasons of this have I made you suffer through?
How many have there been?
A lot.
All of them. So I had this idea that they did kind of do a play on it where this season, she was able to, during the first night, anytime she felt a guy was worthy, she could just drop everything and give him a rose.
Instead of just the first guy.
It's usually the first guy. Yeah, so she could do that at any point. She did it for like two or three guys.
Yeah.
Something like that. Well, I had this idea.
Enough to make the other guys nervous that they were getting on. That was funny.
That actually kind of amped up some of the crazy and a few of the guys too. So I had this idea that you do exactly the opposite, and which they kind of did with Jonathan. But you have as many guys as you have, like the 25 guys that they start with, and they eliminated what, six of them? It looks like from the list that they eliminated six. So you have 19 red roses and six black roses. And that way you don't even know, even in the rose ceremony, you don't even know which rose you're getting. It's like you call somebody up.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. So it's like everybody gets their name called. And you could be getting a black rose. I think it actually makes it a little more interesting.
Except then the final person, there wouldn't be that drama. Because there's usually like three or four people standing there with no rose. Oh, who's it going
to
be?
And well, you get it down to two.
Oh, well,
and then it's true. And then you give out the last red rose. And then you know the last guy is gone. You can still amp up the drama.
Yeah.
And it makes every name call more dicey because it's like, you know, here's the guys who are being called.
Right. It's like right now they kind of breathe a sigh of relief. Oh, I was picked.
Yeah. And then you have to walk up to her and then you find out what the rose is.
They could do that on the girl season. I don't think they could do that on The Bachelor because the girls would end up slapping him in the face or something.
Yeah, the women are crazy. So, yeah, she flat out got rid of Jonathan. This dude is a creeper. He's making me uncomfortable up one side and down the other. And she just had him bounced. And good for her.
Yep.
That was cool. For as many bad examples that this show has for young women, that was a good example of, hey, if some dude is just in your space and you don't care for him, just remove him.
Yep.
And that was a good example.
Even if you're a national TV show, depending on the crazy being there for the ratings.
You don't want that kind of crazy.
No.
That was rapey crazy. Let's see. So other guys that got eliminated. Nick, the magician. I mentioned him earlier.
He was funny. He was a custom tailor. And so he was wearing this very fancy suit, all trimmed in purple with purple socks and everything. And then he kept trying to do magic for everybody. And they all thought he was weird.
And he was weird. He really was. The knight?
Yeah.
What was his
name? He walked... Diojo. He walked out of the limo wearing a knight in shining armor costume. Could barely walk.
Yeah, that was...
Thank God he dumped it for the party. He was just in a normal suit. But he barely spoke English, so that could have been part of it, too.
And then there were other guys. The homemade clothes guy, I don't remember him.
He came out of a jacket that was, like, blue, and it had a white sleeve and these weird color pants. And on the back was some kind of writing that he'd made it himself because she's a wedding dress designer.
That's right.
He was trying to have something in common with her.
Yep.
And then the ER doc, he was another creeper. He came out of the limo and he tried to like do a little dance move and dip her, and he kind of ripped her dress.
That's funny.
I don't think she really cared, but he just kept bringing it up and bringing it up and trying to apologize. And then he'd stare at her really creepy and then like take his glasses off and stare at her even more creepy and then just keep apologizing about the dress. And I think it was more him staring at her like that was creeping her out than the dress thing. But even as he's eliminated, he's still talking about, oh, I shouldn't have dipped her.
Yeah, there's a running theme of these guys not knowing when to shut up. There is. And that came into the second episode, too.
Well, and I think they purposely cast some of them because they could tell they're socially awkward. And they're throwing them in this weirdly social situation. All these guys fighting over a girl. And just wait for the weirdness to come out. I mean, it's not like they're trying to cast the most socially normal people.
Mike R., the dentist?
I don't remember him at all.
I don't remember him at all. So, yeah, those were the six guys who were eliminated the first night.
Uh-huh.
I guess we can move on to episode two.
Yeah.
I'll have to find the recap for it to get see if somebody has it, because we just watched it.
What, you don't remember?
The internet, no.
Because you were sitting there playing Candy Crush the whole time.
Maybe. don't even get me started on you. You were playing Candy Crush.
But I know who was eliminated better than you do. Maybe not all of them. And I wasn't necessarily playing Candy Crush the whole time. I might have been looking up some spoilers for the rest of the season. I may already know who wins.
Where's the fun in that?
I don't know. But it never bothers me. I do it every season. And then I, like for a week, I think, oh, I shouldn't have done that. It's going to ruin it for me. But I still watch the whole thing and it still gets me.
All right, so we found the information about exactly who got eliminated, and
don't we want to go through the dates first? You want to jump right into evictions?
No, I have something that I need to discuss.
Oh goodness!
On this website, so you have statistics about each guy. They're different for each guy, with just a couple of exceptions. Each guy has their age, their occupation, their hometown, their height, and what's the next one?
Shoe size.
What?
What does that tell you about them?
They have big feet.
They have big feet.
You know what? None of them wear wides, though. I'm just saying.
So which one has the biggest feet?
Will, and he got bounced. I think that's racist. On so many levels. So the token ethnic person on the show, Will, who is African American.
Those are the Hispanics.
Well, that's right. Well, I question some of that because that accent is really laid on thick. he is the African American on the show, and he's gone now. Will.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't leave much of an impression, though.
No,
he was kind of blah.
This one had the eyebrows.
Yeah, he's got oddly prominent eyebrows, Robert. So there's some problems with this right here. Should have told you that there's problems with this guy. There's so his three all-time favorite movies. He lists four, three of which are great movies. Then he puts
what, the Notebook?
No. Jesus Christ, that is a terrible movie.
He just put that in there to try and get the girl.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's doing. Favorite author, Stephen Covey. Seriously?
Who's that?
Seven Habits of Highly Effective People.
I thought that was Franklin Covey.
No. Stop it. And he's an advertising entrepreneur. So what does that mean?
Oh, I remember him from the beginning when they were introducing everybody. He was doing some kind of weird apps or something, some kind of marketing with apps.
Yeah, that's not real. He lives in his mom's basement is what that tells me. And then there was Nick.
Nick M. for Meathead.
Nick M. for Meathead, which I must say there are a number of them on this season.
There always are.
Three quarters of those guys don't have necks, and the ones that do have arms that are bigger than their
necks.
There's
just as many meatheads on The Bachelorette as there are fake boobs on The Bachelor.
Jesus.
Comes with the territory. Oh, hey, you get to see their handwriting.
Oh, boy. Wow.
Oh, that would be interesting to read on them. I think I found something to do at work tomorrow. They actually have, like, their an question and answer application thing online on ABC.com on each of these guys. Takes them an hour to get ready.
Yeah.
Bet you lost respect for him right there. Anybody who takes more than 10 minutes, boom. They're off your list.
Yeah, and his answers are all bullshit, too. Like, your top three favorite and least favorite things to do on a date. Hiking, fancy dinners, cook dinner for my date. Though, there's one oddly honest answer on the bottom three that is hilarious. So his bottom three are movies, because you can't talk to each other. The second one, bars. The third one is where he slipped and became really honest for a second and said, hanging out with her friends. So these three guys got bounced. Before that, I guess we can talk about the dates. So they did a
one-on-one. She was with Brooks, the dude with lots of hair and a scruffy beard. And lots of teeth.
Yeah. And she ended up giving him
a rose. She kept him. And then they had a big group date where they were filming a rap video. And all the guys were, like, put in costume and gave a little rap verse that kind of made fun of a previous Bachelorette contestant. The one guy was making fun of Wes that did all the singing. And another one was making fun of Jason Mesnick and his kid thing.
So if that one season was on the wings of love, this one is all the right reasons. Because this theme keeps coming up to just a nauseating level.
It's part of the drinking game.
What? Is it?
There's a Bachelor drinking game, yeah.
Every time they mention that?
Uh-huh. Yeah. All the right reasons or, you know, different phrases that come up all the time.
Yeah, because most of them just use a series of buzzwords. Uh-huh. And half of them don't even know what the words mean, which is the hilarious part. So they...
So then she goes out on another one-on-one with this... what was his name? It was one of those trendy Aiden, Braden, Traden, Drayden
Brandon? Type names.
No, not Brandon.
No, it's...
Bryden. Oh,
Bryden.
Yeah.
What?
And he seemed like another kind of meathead.
That's not even a real name.
And he had some kind of sob story. I don't even remember. They all seemed to have some kind of sob story they're telling her. One guy's diabetic. One was...
Bryden was hurt in an accident.
Oh, yeah. He was smashed up in a car accident, and his mom took care of him. And she ended up giving him the rose, too.
Yeah, and then they got in the hot tub and made out.
Don't they always? That's the whole point of the hot tub.
No, the point of the hot tub is that the hands can go under the water and you can't really see what they're doing. But we all know what they're doing. The thing they always say they don't do.
So then there were lots of previews and it looks like somebody's girlfriend shows up and there's lots of fights. And so there should be lots of drama coming up. Plus, I did read some spoilers, so I know
stuff comes up. So wait a minute. So which is the guy with the kid?
Ben. Everybody hates Ben.
Oh, Ben is being weird.
He was so cute the first episode. When he came out of the limo, he had his little boy come out.
Yeah,
and
say hi instead. That was
so cute.
That was weird. That was weird. It had the desired effect of hooking her and hooking the female audience.
Duh.
But it's creepy. You don't bring your kid on a first date.
He didn't stay. He was only there for like a minute and then he left with grandma.
No. You don't.
No, that was totally cute.
No.
But now he's turning kind of weirdish creepy. He's like stares at her long and he's just got this like slick used car salesman look about him.
Well, he also made a really bad move, and when he got a rose, wasn't he the one?
Date.
Yeah, he got the rose on the group date. And the other guys had an opportunity to talk to her. He goes back and says, hey, I'm going to steal you away to talk to you again. It's like, brother, you already got a rose.
Right in the middle of the guy telling her he was diabetic and his whole confession about learning about it when he was a teenager and everything.
The best
dude
part,
walks right into it.
The best part is when that guy goes back to the guys and he's like, so I was finally telling her, like, you guys know that I'm diabetic, type 1 diabetic, and I was in the middle of telling her that, and he just barges right in. Wow, are you just a little bit dramatic about this point?
It's they like, all have to have something like, to be dramatic
all
about.
All you have, this if this is your one identifying point you need to make sure you get across to her, is that you have a disease, you are not interesting. if that is the best selling point you have.
It's the same kind of thing that happens with The Bachelor's on, and there's some woman on there that's divorced because she had, you know, got married when she was 18 and was stupid, was divorced by the time she was 20. And she has to have this big confessional to him that, I'm damaged goods. I was married.
Well, yeah, no, you weren't damaged goods because you were married. You're damaged goods because you were damaged goods. There was one guy on this group that was like that,
Brandon,
too.
He's so cute.
What was his deal? Because
his dad left and his mom was a drug addict, Jesus, and he had to raise his siblings, and he never got to school.
I was truant because I had to raise my sister.
Oh, he's so cute,
I had to change diapers. I was having to deal with diapers while other kids my age were going to school. Jesus Christ. Aww. This is your problem.
But he's so cute.
No, he's a whiner. He is a broken whiner. And if she picks him, she deserves what she gets.
I'm not telling. I know.
I don't care. So the only other real interesting thing about it was the last 30 seconds when they show what's coming next time. Uh-huh. And they've got somebody's ex or maybe current girlfriend. Though, she looks a little psycho.
She looked a little old.
And psycho. She was kind of a creeper. So there could be something there, too.
I think we forgot to mention who Desiree looks like. Who is her celebrity twin?
I don't know.
Katie Holmes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did say that after the first...
Did we mention that Desiree was a cast-off from last season? From the blonde virgin guy? She got to, like, I don't know, top three or four. And her brother wigged him out on the
Wasn't that the Madigan version guy?
Madigan version, yeah.
Yeah. I haven't slept with anybody in a really long time, so I'm like a virgin. I think you need somebody to explain things to you again.
Does Daddy need to sit him down for the birds and the bees talk again?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that that's not how that works.
We could call him up when we have that talk with Holden.
Yeah.
Give him a little refresher course.
And then there's another creepy Casey.
He's creepy? Why is he creepy?
I don't know. He just seemed creepy. Plus his name's Casey.
I didn't even remember him. When he got picked tonight, look at his eyes. I did not even remember him.
He's creepy. Look at those eyes. Okay, this is a problem. Man, this guy, is this the guy that's so effeminate?
There's several of them that are.
Okay, and the only reason I asked this.
What's churro-style French toast? That's one of his favorite breakfast foods. That sounds awesome.
No. The reason I ask if he's one of the effeminate ones is because his favorite actor is Russell Crowe because of The Gladiator, which is a terrible movie.
So you think he just likes to watch Russell Crowe running around in that outfit?
Maybe. I mean, objectively, if I was a woman, that's not a bad thing to look at. But why is this dude saying that Russell Crowe is his favorite actor because of Gladiator?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he had seen a preview of Man of Steel and said that Russell Crowe is his favorite actor because of Jor-El in Man of Steel, kudos.
You're funny.
I got nothing else.
I'm done.
All right, so this will be episode one. Our episode one and episode two recaps will be the first episode of us starting this back up.
Okay.
And
give us feedback. Let us know if you're interested. If I need to keep staying up late and recording this.
Art. Tim, you both said you wanted this, so I'm calling both of you out because we were drinking and playing Cards Against Humanity, but I know what I heard.
That's what we could do. Could we do a podcast somehow of playing Cards Against Humanity?
Oh, yeah.
How could we do that? That would be awesome.
We just need more people.
Yeah, we need more people.
And then
how could we include the listeners somehow? No. You'd have to include listeners somehow. That'd be fun. How could we do that?
Poops back and forth. Over and over again.
What?
It's one of the cards.
Oh. We'll have to think on that. That could be fun.
Or no, it's back and forth forever.
Poops back and forth forever?
Yes.
That's fine. It's better than the one where I had to have your brother explain to me what it even meant.
Which one exactly was that?
I'm not saying.
I think I know. All right. Let us know what you guys think, and we'll be back maybe next week, maybe next 2 years from now. Whatever.
Just depends on our schedule.
See ya.